Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Soldotna man was arrested by Alaska State Troopers early Sunday morning after assaulting a family member, then barricading himself in his house. Troopers responded to a domestic disturbance at a residence in Soldotna just after midnight on Sunday, November 19th. A preliminary investigation revealed that 38-year-old Soldotna resident James Sullivan had threatened to shoot a family member after he had physically assaulted the same family member. When troopers arrived on the scene, Sullivan refused to leave the residence or communicate with troopers. This prompted the activation of a unique response unit, the Southern Special Emergency Reaction Team, or SERT. The SERT team responded, and once on the scene, coordinated with AST to subdue and arrest Sullivan. Prior to Sullivan's arrest, the family member he had assaulted and threatened with a firearm was able to flee to safety. Sullivan was remanded to the Wildwood pretrial facility on charges of third-degree assault, fourth-degree assault, misconduct involving a weapon, and coercion. At least one person is dead and more are considered missing after a massive landslide covered three single-family homes along Mile 11 of the Zamovia Highway around 9 p.m. on Monday night. The landslide was first reported shortly before 9. A multi-departmental collaboration of emergency services immediately responded to the site. A preliminary survey determined that three single-family residences were directly in the path of the landslide. The first responders started a hasty search to look for survivors. The body of one deceased individual was located during the search, although multiple individuals are believed to have been within the slide area when the landslide occurred and are believed to be missing. The Alaska State Troopers have assumed command of the search and rescue effort.
We posted a release at 9 a.m. this morning that showed the latest information,
said Alaska State Trooper Information Officer John Daughtry.
At this time, that's all we have to share, but we will be posting more information throughout the day.
According to the press update mentioned by Daughtry, the slide remained active throughout the night, and additional landslides are still considered possible in the area. For this reason, the Department of Public Safety is instructing people not to enter the slide area and are calling for the immediate evacuation of everyone living between Mile 11 of the Zamovia Highway and the end of the pavement. Search and rescue efforts were halted temporarily while a geologist was brought in to assess the slide area for safety, given the risk of additional landslides. Crews will continue to use aerial platforms, such as planes, helicopters, and unmanned aerial system drones in search efforts until the ground search can be resumed. On Tuesday morning, Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a verbal disaster declaration for the landslide. The disaster follows approximately 3 inches of rainfall over a 24-hour period in Wrangell beginning Monday morning. Initial measurements indicate the landslide is approximately 200 feet long and stretches from the uplands to the coast. According to local officials, however, the full extent of the damage won't be accurately assessed until the ground is once again considered stable. Is one of your annual holiday season traditions getting the whole family out into the woods on Thanksgiving so everyone can trudge to the snow and watch Dad cut down a Christmas tree? If not, it could be. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge has announced that the refuge will open for Christmas tree cutting from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas Day.
It's something we do every year, and a lot of folks are used to it. But if you're new to the community, and we do offer up any of those spruce trees out there that are at least 150 feet away from a road or a trail or a campground, that you could make it your own Christmas tree if you'd like to this year.
Trees are free for personal use with a limit of one per household and may not be taller than 20 feet. Trees may be taken anywhere on the refuge with hand tools except within 150 feet of a road, lake, stream, trail, campground, or picnic area. No tree cutting is permitted in the refuge headquarters and visitor center area and along Ski Hill Road. The public is requested to trim the stumps as close to the ground as possible for aesthetic reasons. So get out there and grab a real tree this season for Christmas. And trust me, dads will appreciate it since it's such a great character-building exercise. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday.